You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Meantime, of course, let's look at the stories dominating headlines across the continent. And I suppose, Crystal, good morning to you. The big one over the weekend was the passing away of Kofi Annan, the former UN Secretary General.
Good morning, Bongani. So there's been a lot of reflection, tributes being paid from across the world, and of course here in Africa and his home country, Ghana. The global statement was recently, in fact, in Zimbabwe as part of the elders. And of course, Ghana has gone into official mourning for the next few days. And they say the son of the soil who was always committed to development. So Annan is the seventh head of the UN between 1997 and 2006, and the architect of the Millennium Development Goals, which of course was aimed at eradicating extreme poverty and improve a host of other maternal health and economic issues for people on the ground. He was, of course, a soft-spoken diplomat, often seen as aloof. I engaged with him during the 2008 post-election violence when he was the mediator in Kenya, and he was quite tough, always very firm. And, of course, he broke that deal that saw a government of national unity being formed between the arch rivals in Kenya. So in Ghana, we see flags at half-mast, and streets have been quite quiet because people have been quite reflecting the legacy of Kofi Annan. Of course, Bongani, he wasn't perfect during the undersecretary of the UN peacekeeping mission. Just during his tenure, that Rwanda happened. And there was, of course, a feeling that there wasn't enough action from the UN peacekeepers, and he was criticized for being ineffective. Also, his son, Kojo Annan, made billions of US dollars in the 1990s with his dubious oil deals in Iraq. But despite that critique, Bongani, for Africans, he will remain an inspiration.
And of course, the conclusion of the SADC summit in Namibia.
Yes. So, of course, SADC leaders was in Namibia this weekend, and there's a new president. Of course, the SADC is now being led by Namibia, and the new chief said that SADC and it promised to continue to promote regional integration and fast-track infrastructure development. But, of course, the focus was also on Joseph Kabila. He also said his goodbyes to SADC leaders. He delivered that farewell speech after confirming that he won't be seeking re-election in that December election. He thanked SADC for their support throughout, and of course, said that he will always remember them for supporting him throughout his tenure. Emmerson Mnangagwa also delivered his maiden SADC speech, and he said that he was committed to a peaceful resolution to the current political impasse. He told SADC leaders that he was elected and wants to focus on the economy and humbled by the support of the people. So we do know that SADC later issued a statement, Bongani, again asking Zimbabweans to remain calm while the legal process are being considered by the courts and to respect the will of the people. We can, of course, see who SADC supporting here. Of course, that concourse will hear the legal arguments on Wednesday, Bongani.
And, of course, we'll see whether or not the South African contingent of the MDC Alliance team will be allowed to assist in that matter. Crystal Alderson with the Africa Report this morning.